This is Marlena Lieberg with ACB Radio, and joining me today via the telephone, I have the co-founder of All in Play, someone who is very well known to the All in Play community, but maybe not as widely known to some of our listeners. We've certainly had Paul from All in Play on year after year in our ACB tournaments, but rarely have we heard the voice of Jeremy Spitzer. Jeremy, welcome to ACB Radio.
Thank you very much.
It's great to have you here. Tell me a little bit about All in Play. How long has All in Play been in existence?
All in Play started as a crazy dream back in the fall of 1999, in the beginning of 2000. So we've been at this for quite some time.
And why? Why did you guys start All in Play?
That's a great question. Well, Paul and I were students at the University of Massachusetts at Amherst. And we happened to befriend a gentleman by the name of Tim Keenan, who had been blind since birth, and you know, as college kids want to do, we wanted to play video games, and we wanted, you know, to hang out with our friend Tim, and all the games that we really enjoyed that were the latest and greatest just coming out, the coolest graphics, were games that Tim couldn't play, and so we said, that really stinks, so let's make games that the three of us can play. Nobody helping each other out, just three guys sitting down playing games, having a good time, and let our skills and our wit be the judge of who should win the game. So that's really how the genesis of All in Play started. It's just three college kids wanting to play games.
How many members are in the All in Play community approximately?
We have hundreds of members. Actually, it's been growing quite nicely. We don't actually give out the total numbers. Something that I guess we haven't really ever done. So I don't give the specific numbers, but it's definitely in the hundreds. And the really neat thing about it is that we get new members every single day, which is really cool because. You know, people are finding out about us for the first time every day, so it's kind of neat to actually sit down and play with somebody who's brand new, never really heard of us, and wants to sit down and play a game, and it's like, you know, finding something new all the Christmas day, you know, it's really kind of cool.
How do people join All in Play? Is it a subscription? Do you pay real money? How does that all work?
Yeah, that's a great question. So the very first thing that we do is we offer anybody and everybody a 15-day free trial. And the key aspect of the free trial is to let you explore All in Play, play all the games. We have three games now, so you get to explore all three games. If there happens to be a tournament at that time, you get to join in on the tournament and kind of play. We don't ask for credit card information. We don't ask for any of that kind of stuff, just... we ask for the nickname that you want everybody to know you by. We ask for an email address, so we can send you the information to, download and get the games. We ask for your phone number in case you have any, questions or concerns that we can get a hold of you. And then we give you those 15 days. Go ahead and have a good time. And at the end of those 15 days, we're pretty confident that you are going to love the games and going to love the community because it is full of so many nice people that you go ahead and want to join us. And if you want to become a supporting member of All in Play, the way you do that is by picking one of three options. You can either pay monthly, which is $7.95, less than going out to the movies once a month, so it's pretty reasonable. And then you get a discounted rate if you want to subscribe quarterly, or if you want to subscribe for a year up front. The quarterly would give you an 8% discount, so it's $21.95, and then the yearly you get a 16% discount, which is $79.95. So we really try to give you an option for everybody that fits everybody's budget. And, you know, there's no obligation whatsoever, obviously. You can cancel anytime you want. Everything, you can do absolutely everything online. Sign up, pay, cancel, renew, absolutely everything online.
All in Play is entering into a new venture dealing with veterans. Is that right?
Absolutely. One thing that we found is some really creative institutions that help veterans learn how to use assistive technology have found that, you know, obviously playing the games and having something fun to do on the computer is a great motivator, and it's a great way to practice using your assistive technology. And so what we've done is we've partnered with those educators who enroll veterans in their courses to learn how to use assistive technology, and we go ahead and give those veterans a full-year membership for free as a thank you for the service, a small thank you for the service, and as well as to give them really two things. One is a great way to play and just, you know, practice their assistive technology and have a good time, but more importantly, a great way for them to reconnect with their fellow vets that they, you know, they probably haven't seen in a long time or have moved away back home. It's kind of a great way for them to reconnect and share those bonds again and remember the days when they used to play poker together on the ship or, you know, in the tents. So, yeah, we're actually really, really excited about this new venture.
What other arenas is All in Play reaching out to in terms of being used as a tool for learning?
Great question. We are, right now, we are exploring two different paths. One is we have definitely been working with voc rehab centers as well as just general schools where individuals can go and learn how to use assistive technology. We partnered with DeWitt & Associates out of New Jersey for probably the last 3 or 4 years, and they actually give a whole course on Crazy 8, really just to get their students to really enjoy using the computer and kind of getting over the initial fear or any kind of hesitation with the computer, which is really great. And they've seen a lot of great success with their students. So that's been one thing that we've done and kind of really excited about that one as well. And then the second one is much more, you know, much earlier in the stages, and that is dealing with schools who teach younger children. All in Play is a community for those who are 18 and over, and we don't really have any teachers or others, adult supervision at our community. So it hasn't never really been designed for younger students. But we're actually looking to work with some schools now to see if we could get special rooms that are just for the students where, say, for example, you have a student in Texas and you have another student in Oregon and they're in class at the same time and they're kind of learning the same kind of skills, you know, now they can get down together and they can play and meet each other and kind of, you know, have that pen pal kind of experience and just really kind of broaden their social network and really get to learn how to, you know, type faster as they play the games or, you know, whatever the teacher kind of wants them to work on. And maybe, you know, the games could be a great reward for them for succeeding in their classes. And you know, again, probably the most exciting thing to us is kind of allowing students that might be slightly isolated because their classroom size are really small in the public school system or in specialty schools to kind of, you know, broaden and allow them to play with other students from across the nation all knowing that there's, you know, teacher supervision in the room. So that's something that we're looking into at the moment and kind of talking to schools and seeing if that's something that we could possibly do. It would require some infrastructure work on our end to kind of make this happen, but we're definitely talking to schools. And we've gotten, so far, we've gotten some good feedback. So now it's a matter of going out there and possibly finding the funding to make this kind of initiative happen.
You also have a program where people who, let's say maybe some of our state ACB affiliates can use All in Play to help bring their members together. Do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, we are definitely at the beginning stages of this one as well, kind of learning and kind of want to get some feedback from chapters that are interested or affiliates that are interested. And that is, we have a program where you can go and get your own table that is for you and you can use it at, you know, at your designated time, and say you wanted to have a gathering and you want to invite some new people, but you know the transportation issue is a little bit of a pain. So instead of having them for the first time and meet unknown people, in the whole hassle of transportation, they can just do it from the comfort of their home, get online, meet you at this table, have a good time meeting other members of your affiliate, and really just kind of have a good time in getting that personal connection, so that at that point they'll understand what you're all about and who you are, and be much more likely to want to join your affiliate, because they know the people involved. They know everybody who's there, and they shared a good time playing some games or just, you know, chit-chatting and hanging out with some folks. So we're hoping that it would be a good way for people to broaden their affiliate size by really just being able to connect again on that social level. And you know, it's almost kind of like, you know, going out and having a beer with somebody and getting to know them on a personal level before you join the club, kind of a thing. And we're just trying to see if some good times and playing some great games might be a good way of doing that.
Now, if I, as a community member, just as an individual, I want to invite some people over through cyberspace to play cards with me on a Saturday night, can I get a table, buy a table, rent a table?
We used to have that program, we can definitely bring something like that back if people are interested in doing something like that. It's currently not on our table because we've been so busy with other things, because there's a little bit of work for us to do that is not an automated system yet. Anything that isn't automated at the moment, we're currently trying to, postpone until we can automate it. But if people are interested in doing something like that, we do have a place where you can go and rent a table. So I would say probably, you know, if you look at it in the next 3 or 4 months, we'll actually have a place where you can go and look at it and see if that's possible. But at the current moment, we don't actually have the human bandwidth to do something like that.
If people want to ask you any other questions that perhaps I haven't asked, how do they get hold of you?
Great question. Two easy, quick ways to get a hold of me. If you want to give me a call, anybody can call 413-585-9690. It is our customer support line, and I am the lucky guy who gets to answer them. And I'm in the office from 9 to 5 Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. So anybody can call anytime they like within those hours. And the other great way of getting a hold of anybody at All in Play, sending an email to support@allinplay.com. Again, that's support@allinplay.com. Put in whatever question you have, and whichever one of us is on duty at that time will gladly answer you and get back to you. And if you want to talk to an individual say you want to get a hold of me or you want to get a hold of Paul, just, you know, put it in the body, hey, Paul, hey, Jeremy, you know, this is for you or whatever, and we'll get the message forwarded to the right person for you so that you can get that question off to us.
Is there anything that you would like to add that I haven't already asked you?
I think the only other aspect that that new thing that we've done that I'm actually really excited about is our new invite a friend system. It's really neat and it's fully automated, so that's the best part about it. And what happens is once you're an All-In-Play member, you have the ability to invite new members. And we do it by a very simple little click on a link, you type in your friend's email address, hit send, it sends it to your friend, and your friend gets an email with a little message from you if you wanted to enter that in. They click on the link, they go to our website, they create a free trial, they join you at the tables, they play, have a good time. If they want to become a supporting member of All In Play, they sign up, and the second that they sign up, they are offered a free month of All In Play or 5,000 chips to either hold them or 5-card, their choice, and you get the exact same deal. So it's a really great way of introducing your friends to a really good time, because obviously games are so much more fun when playing with friends. And it's a great way to earn free months. We actually have a few members that have earned over a year's worth of free months doing this.
Wow.
So now that this thing is automated, I can't imagine how crazy they're going to go doing this. So I'm really, really excited about this, and it's a lot of fun. It's a great way of getting free stuff for both you and your friends. So it's a good way to share the gifts with everybody. So that's the other side that I wanted to let everybody know about.
Well, Jeremy, thank you so much for taking time out from your busy day to do this interview with ACB Radio. And on behalf of the American Council of the Blind, thank you to All In Play for working with us each year to do our tournaments.
Thank you for having us, you know, and having me on your show. And I definitely appreciate everything that the ACB has done for us. And working with us to get these fun tournaments out there. It's been really our pleasure, and we've had a great time doing them.
And this year, the American Council of the Blind, along with ACB Radio and All In Play, are sponsoring three great tournaments. The first one is on Friday, September 15th at 5 Eastern, 2 Pacific in North America, and that's 21 Universal. That's going to be a Crazy Eights tournament. Crazy Eights is a great game. Lots of fun. It's just a cool, fun game to play. So this is a great game with which to start the tournaments. The following week, on Friday the 22nd, it's Texas Hold'em time. Same times, 5 Eastern, 2 Pacific, 21 Universal. And Texas Hold'em, man, that's a game that's really sweeping the world. So come on over to All In Play and play with us there in that tournament. And then Saturday, September 23rd, as if that weren't enough, we've got a third one. And that's the poker tournament. And that'll begin again, same times, 5 Eastern, 2 Pacific, 21 Universal. You don't have to be a member of the American Council of the Blind or affiliated with ACB Radio or a member of All In Play to participate. You don't even have to be blind. You just have to be somebody who wants to sit down and play some cool games with folks from a very cool community that reaches around the world. So I'll be there, and I hope you will too. For this year's 2006 American Council of the Blind and All In Play tournaments. Remember, more information is available at www.allinplay.com. Jeremy Spitzer and All In Play, thank you so much. I'm Marlena. Thanks for listening.